This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
How have some people remained healthy and energetic amid the pandemic, while others have become ill or demotivated? The secret, according to those who rarely get sick, lies in the mindset and habits that contribute to your overall well-being. Over 3 months of lockdown in Victoria has taught its residents that wearing masks, keeping social distance, and regular hand sanitization are key habits to reduce the risk of contracting coronavirus. But Beyond Blue's lead clinical advisor and a general practitioner, Dr. Grant Blaschke, says the way you think can affect not only your mental well-being, but also your physical health.
It's easy at the moment to sort of stay up late and get caught up with all the news and social media till all hours of the morning, but try and keep your sleep cycle pretty normal. If you're having a hard time, remember there are an enormous amount of resources. For example, Beyond Blue has a 24-hour phone support line. They can link you in with the translator service. So if you wanted to have a chat to a confidential person about your mental well-being at the moment, that's a great option.
While some cultures have stigma around mental health, Beyond Blue statistics show that as many as 10 to 15% of older adults experience depression and approximately 10% experience anxiety. Dr. Blaschke says the good news is Australia has a wide range of support services available to help people experiencing mental health issues.
In Australia, any GP can do what's called a GP mental health plan, and this entitles you to Medicare, subsidised appointments with psychologists. For a lot of people, they feel embarrassed about it, but it's good to know if you're worried about a family member, maybe start with the GP.
According to the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, medical evidence suggests that people with mental health problems are more likely to suffer from physical illness. Brisbane-based Core Health Coaching's holistic lifestyle coach and fitness instructor, Cameron Corish, has witnessed how the fear of catching coronavirus prevented his older clients from working out in the studio until their anxiety receded.
This joke around corona kilos is significant. There was a significant portion of people that put on weight, emotional eating to try and boost them up at this period of time.
The trend in weight gain coincides with CSIRO's recent survey findings that almost 40% of people had put on weight, and about one-third of respondents indicating that they had poorer diet during COVID-19. Corish saw worsened health outcomes in his rest home clients who have lost their usual social interaction and connection with the outside world.
Physical response to that mental health was just so obvious. It was really sad. A number of my clients, their physical condition dropped, their mental health dropped, their memory dropped. A lot of the indicators were significantly worse.
A former sports junkie who thrived in triathlons, Corish admits his former fitness pursuits did not prevent him from getting sick once every quarter. It wasn't until he finally understood the importance of attending to his overall well-being 10 years ago that he became sick far less frequently.
We say that we work with four doctors: Dr. Diet, Dr. Movement, Dr. Happy, and Dr. Quiet. So you don't have to do high intensity exercise, but you do need to move, especially in that age group from over 50s. It's really critical. And then obviously having a healthy diet is going to be the two main things, and sort of really having quiet time for ourselves to give our body a chance to recover, especially with coronavirus. Is the fear that we actually have around getting sick can sometimes weaken our immune system that we actually get sick.
Personal trainer, 58-year-old Nosaya Binti Subri, is always on the move. She lives a sustainable and charitable lifestyle, growing her own food and cooking for the needy. Hardly sick and looking 10 years younger than her real age, Subri believes her good health is the direct result of her active lifestyle.
I always keep myself busy, smiling, helping others, eat healthy food. Basically, I try to eat a lot of fresh if I can, drink plenty of water, keep fit, even though, you know, if you have to get up and do your gardening. Keep yourself positive. If you keep yourself negative and then all that negative energy be in your body, that's where your immune system going low and then getting sick.
With about 70% of human immune cells housed in the gut, Corish encourages seniors to avoid damaging their immune system with stress and sugar, and instead cultivating good bacteria to strengthen our immunity.
The positive things that it can be affected by is, you know, probiotic sort of supplementation, but then any sort of fermented foods. Every culture has had some sort of fermented food in their diet. Sauerkraut, kimchi, miso soup, apple cider vinegar, kombucha. They all support our immune system, but support that good bacteria in our gut.
Dr. Blaschke recommends older people eat a Mediterranean-style diet, which is characterized by plenty of fruits, vegetables, grains, beans, nuts, seeds and olive oil for better heart and mental health. He says even though the overall health of migrants tends to improve when they arrive in Australia, the risk in Western culture is the high availability of very high sugar and high fat foods that are readily available.
Trying to keep yourself on a healthy diet, trying to stay in the healthy weight range, getting some exercise every day, trying not to smoke. Smoking, terrible for your health. A little bit of alcohol is fine, but during COVID, some people have been drinking too much. Obviously, this can affect your health.
The CSIRO survey on well-being during COVID-19 also found that two-thirds of people felt their exercise had been impacted in a negative way. While Subri also saw a drop in gym attendance from older clients during the initial phase of the coronavirus pandemic, she has also seen positive transformations in some of her clients who never used to exercise. She shares the example of a recovered cancer patient in her late 60s who recently started to train at the gym.
The doctor tell her that she needs to exercise or as her body is getting worse and, you know, die early. And she trained with me only about a month, once a week. And beginning, she's really can't hardly move. She go to grocery, she must have trolley to walk. So I train her as a movement, you know, stretching first, you know, get your technique right, just keep moving, keep heart rate going, teaching how to breathing. In 1 month, she can go grocery without pushing a trolley, can get upstairs. And now she do body pump.
It's the same kind of transformation Subri frequently notices in her older and formerly inactive clients who regain their energy and health after a period of regular workouts.
Don't tell yourself it's too late. Never too late to start exercise, never too late to stretch, even though just get up in the morning, do a bit of yoga. Just get up in the morning, just even stretch in the bed, something like that. Never, never, never stop.
Dr. Blaschke acknowledges that some older people have lost their confidence and stamina to leave home during COVID-19. But as a general practitioner, he believes it's vital to re-engage with their normal life, even if it means taking baby steps.
So maybe that's just going for a walk down to the shop, have a little bit of a chat to the shopkeeper, like start maybe catching up with friends who aren't too demanding, that are sort of easy company, and start trying to re-engage. The truth is, in Australia at the moment, the risk of getting COVID is getting quite low.
For 24/7 free over-the-phone emotional support, call Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue on 1300 22 46 36. If you need interpretation, call the National Translating and Interpreting Service on 131 450 and ask to connect to your preferred service. The feature on healthy habits and people who don't get sick was prepared by Amy Chien-Yu Wong. And for SBS, I'm Margarita Vasileva.
This was an SBS radio podcast. For more settlement guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.